Brian, thank you. And the shooting has escalated tensions in a state already on edge over the trial of former police officer Derek Chauvin. Prosecutors say George Floyd died because Chauvin pressed his knee on Floyd's neck for more than 9 minutes. But for the second day, the defense tried to prove that Chauvin did what he was trained to do and that Floyd died from drug use and underlying health problems. News Nation correspondent Tom Negevin is live near the courthouse in Minnesota tonight with the very latest. Tom.
Right, Marnie. And for the second day, they tried to dispel that notion that George Floyd died as a result of pressure on his neck. Today, an expert considered the star witness for the defense testified it was more like trouble with his heart on the part of George Floyd that led to his demise. That came from the former chief medical examiner for the state of Maryland, whose testimony today came in direct contradiction with earlier expert testimony and led to several clashes with prosecutors on cross-examination.
Do you agree that you shouldn't come at this in a way that's biased? You agree with that, don't you?
Absolutely agree with that, yes.
You shouldn't cherry-pick facts.
No.
You shouldn't try to confuse the jury.
Correct.
Dr. David Fowler was Maryland's chief medical examiner until he retired in 2019. He has a history of involvement with high-profile police use of force cases and is a paid witness for the Chauvin defense. He's also somewhat controversial. In fact, he's being sued over a ruling in the death of Anton Black, a Black Maryland teenager who died during an interaction with police in which he was restrained, not unlike the George Floyd case. On the witness stand today, Dr. Fowler said Floyd may have been affected by drugs he'd taken, pre-existing health conditions, possibly even carbon monoxide from the police SUV he was pinned down next to.
They contributed to Mr. Floyd having a sudden cardiac arrest, in my opinion. That's how I would read it.
The Chauvin defense team has introduced still images from police video in which Floyd appears to have something white in his mouth, implying it may be drugs. Prosecutors responding with an image of their own, surveillance from inside Cup Foods, which appears to show something similar. Then another testy exchange on cross-examination.
So would it be fair to say, in order to say that the white substance in Mr. Floyd's mouth was a pill, in light of what you've seen, that would be jumping to a conclusion, wouldn't it?
Specifically, when I testified, I said there was a white object in his mouth. That's all I could discern from that, and I remember saying that under direct.
So you were not then either telling or suggesting to the jury that the white substance was a pill, are you?
I never said it was a pull. I carefully said that I could see a white structure in his mouth.
Dr. Fowler, just answer
And I did not want to classify it, and I didn't classify
it. If you just answer my question.
Yes.
You're not either telling or suggesting to the jury that the white substance was a pill, are you?
No, I never did.
The defense expected to wrap up presenting its case by the end of the week. That would put this in the hands of the jury, likely next Monday. They will be sequestered. No indication yet. Oddly, although some legal experts say it's not a surprise, we don't know if Derek Chauvin will take the stand in his own defense. Not yet. Live at the Hennepin County Courthouse in Minneapolis, Tom Negevin, News Nation.